On that note, I think we should move this discussion to the work of Pig Farmer Jr.
I feel the minutes passing and the shadow passes by, passes by. I see a lonely figure and she's framed against the sky.
Pig Farmer Jr., yeah. This was kind of a, I don't know, it's fine, I guess. I noticed that he also did the Love in the Time of Love answer.
Yeah.
Which I don't really know, does that really mean anything?
Isn't it always the time of love?
Well, does love happen outside of the time of love?
I don't know. These are deep
anyway,
questions.
Anyway, I mean, it's an okay song, but, you know, it's another one of these songs like, I saw you from a distance and I knew we were meant to be together forever. I have never actually spoken to you or even seen both sides of your face, but I know that we're meant to be together forever. And, you know, it's like, okay, there's plenty of historical precedent for those kinds of songs, but it's also a little creepy. So it kind of spoils the effect it's going for. But, you know, it's a very simple song and it's not trying to be anything really, you know, extreme. So, you know, yeah, he set out for a certain sound, and I guess, you know, that's pretty much what he wanted to do, and he did it just fine. What about you, Alice?
So, I gotta say this dramatically. I must invoke Death of the Author here, because I'm, like, 90% sure this is not what he meant. But, so I was listening to the song, and I was kind of thinking what that my dad already says, like, this is, you know, it's another song about, I haven't even seen both sides of your face, but we're in love now. And it's sort of just a little boring. And then I was like, what if this song is about a guy whose, like, wife died, and then he saw her ghost and has gone crazy trying to prove that her ghost exists. And then the song got way more interesting.
And that's why she only appears in the moonlight, because she's a ghost.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why he's only seen one side of her face. And then he's
like,
sitting
around.
Because
the other side is like a skull or like rotting or something cool like that.
And it's how he knows that they're in love, even though he's only seen one side of her face, because they already knew each other, but he's only seen one side of the ghost face, and he's like, I saw you. It was you. You're a ghost. I have to prove that you exist, but who am I kidding anyway? It's been years, and I wonder if my memory's even correct.
None of my friends believe me, but I know what I saw.
Yeah, it was a ghost.
Or half a ghost.
Bedsheet ghosts.
She looked at me through round eye holes.
That's an interesting take on this song.
Yeah. And hey, what if there were lasers?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Ghosts with frickin' lasers.
Laser ghosts.
Laser ghosts.
Laser ghosts. Laser ghosts.
What do you got, Ryan?
I was impressed by this song. I thought it had good production, good performances, good lyrics. And I thought, you know, this is how you step up your game and compete. And this next thing, it's not a criticism, it's just a preference, but I would have liked to have heard some vocal harmonies, especially in the chorus. I don't think the song really, really needed them. I just think they might elevate the song. But this is one of the best that I've ever heard from Pig Farmer Jr., and or for that matter, from Pig Farmer Sr. So, yeah.
I felt the same way. I thought this was a pretty strong song from Pig Farmer. The singing is really good. I mean, he's had songs where he sung well before. I always appreciate his sort of subtle use of vibrato, so he knows when to like turn it on and lean on it and when to kind of back off on it, which I think not everybody does well, so I was impressed by that. I thought the instrumentation was nice, like the acoustic guitars blended well with the fuzzy electric guitars. So yeah, I thought musically it was pretty solid. I didn't think much of Love in the Time of Love like we talked about, but other than that, this was great.
It is so weird listening to you guys sometimes.
Why?
This is one of his strongest showings?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, compared to his other stuff, like, the thing is, he's a very, very regular submitter, so we've heard a lot from Pig Farmer Jr. So when he kind of comes up and impresses us like this, it's worth noting.
Well, yeah, I understand that.